Remember those lyrics from Dumbo? I've seen a house fly, I've seen a porch swing, I've seen a fireside chat. So will federal managers see silos collaborate? Cross-agency collaboration will be key to a successful transition for the next presidential administration. That's one top-level finding from a series of workshops conducted by the National Academy of Public Administration. Joining me with more, Don Kettle, professor of public policy at the University of Maryland and chairman of the NAPA Collaboration Panel. Don, good to have you back.
It's so good to be with you, Tom.
All right, let's go over the top-level findings from this panel, and that is that collaboration itself is really essential. And is that a new lesson or just an old one that you need to reiterate?
Well, it's one of those things that everybody sits back and after bad things happen comes and realizes, wait a minute, this is something that we should have done all along. And our primary hope is to try to push this front and center, because if there's anything that we've learned, especially over the last 15 years, it's that any problem that really matters requires collaboration across boundaries. And the only problem is sometimes people only come to understand that after it's too late and after problems have been made. And we just don't need to keep going down that same awful road again.
If you look at both candidates, they're both talking about immigration reform, regardless of what form that might take. And it seems like the immigration issue is at least three or four agencies that would need to put their heads together to carry out whatever policy the new administration comes up with.
Well, that's exactly right. And if you start looking at immigration in particular, it's not only several agencies across the Department of Homeland Security, but it also involves everything from the FBI to the Department of Justice to increasingly state and local governments as well that have to be part of this operation as well. Unless everybody is on board and rowing in the same direction, it's just not a problem that we're likely to be able to solve. And even if you look at the case of the wall, assuming that that's going to prevent problems of big challenges of folks coming across, the problem is that somebody may decide to tunnel underneath, which will inevitably bring other government agencies in as well, so that there's simply nothing that we can think about that really matters that any one agency can control. So success on anything is going to require collaboration across boundaries and across levels of government.
And when you look at the trade issue, that's another one. When talking about exporting and importing, the major exporters are large companies. And so they're dealing with transportation, with labor, with justice, with the IRS, possibly with the Federal Trade Commission and the EPA. And so in order to keep companies competitive in the trade arena, all of those agencies, I would think, would need to come together at some level.
Well, and that requires collaboration as well. And then that means everything from people who manage customs at the border to the Department of Commerce that helps to provide support for making that happen, sometimes encourages and requires loan programs as well that make that happen. And it's important to remember that this is not only collaboration across governmental agencies, but collaboration between government and the private sector and the nonprofit world too, because it is of no use at all if the federal government does what it is that it thinks that private companies need to try to help promote international trade, for example. But unless it's the kind of help that companies actually need, it could be a lot of effort for not a whole lot of payback. And it's a matter of understanding that connecting these dots across boundaries really is increasingly the core of making 21st century government operate effectively.
And one of the specific recommendations is to use the Government Performance and Results Act Modernization Act, the GPRA Modernization Act, to promote collaboration. How do you see that happening?
And this is really interesting, because one of the things that the new administration will discover on taking office, and hopefully a lot before, is that for the first time in American history, there is going to be a government-wide set of strategic goals that have to be defined by the new administration, something that has never before been required. And soon after taking office, the new administration is going to have to step in, figure out what it is it wants to do, set those goals, define the priorities, and then define who's going to be responsible for producing them. And there's no way to take more than two steps into that process without realizing that there are multiple agencies that are going to be responsible for producing the results. And that, on the one hand, is very challenging, but on the other hand, is also very exciting, because it means that the new administration will have to confront immediately the challenge of trying to figure out how to actually make these programs work.
We're speaking with Don Kettle, professor of public policy at the University of Maryland and chairman of the NAPA Collaboration Panel. And the second recommendation that your panel made was to have the new president revise the 2018 fiscal year budget request. And so that brings in another collaborator, namely Congress.
And that, of course, is the big challenge of all. But it first underlines and emphasizes the fact that there is no getting any of this done without working across boundaries. But then there's the question of How is it that we get Congress on board? And one of the opportunities here is to shift from a focus that's on programs and on agencies and on committees and on subcommittees, which of course are inevitably the basic building blocks, but to a focus on what is it that we're actually trying to accomplish here on issues ranging from food safety to making the TSA work better. What is it that we're trying to accomplish, and what would a good result look like, and what is it that we need to do to make results work for American citizens? And the whole point of our collaboration focus is to focus much more on what we're trying to accomplish and how we know whether or not it works, as opposed to simply trying to manage within individual agencies and asking individual agencies to stay within their lanes. And that's something that's really incredibly important and is, I think most of us hope, an opportunity for improving collaboration with Capitol Hill at the same time.
It sounds like there are some things that an administration could do within itself, though. You mentioned building in cross-unit collaboration into criteria for annual bonuses and high-level employees, and also assigning a pool of funds to provide resources for cross-agency collaboration. How would that work?
And those are two interesting ideas that we came up with and came out of really a set of a very careful efforts that we made to reach out to people who were in the field trying to figure out how to make this work. And two different things here that are possibilities. Just a little bit of money could go a long way toward trying to encourage this. On the one hand, to try to provide a pool of money to allow agencies to take some extra risks, to find ways of collaborating across boundaries, like, for example, the success we've had in reducing homelessness among veterans, where a little bit of extra money could provide incentives for trying to engage in this kind of problem solving across boundaries. But then on top of that, providing a bonus pool for federal employees so that those who go out there and take the risks of reaching across these boundaries have a way to be able to be rewarded as well at the same time. All of this, and there's a common theme running through it all of this really is focused on identifying problems that have to be solved and finding ways of solving them without having to rely on driving within individual agencies per se.
It seems like there's a lot of suggestions from the panel on reporting and on transparency of all of this, including lessons learned from the RAT board, the Recovery, Accountability, and Transparency Board that came after the 2009 stimulus bill. What are some of those?
Exactly. And the idea here is to try to use information to drive this. And again, there's a kind of common set of themes. Let's focus on what we're trying to do. Let's focus on creating incentives for doing it. And then let's get some information systems in place that will allow us to be able to tell whether or not it's happening. And one of the fascinating things that has been often overlooked since is that the Recovery Act created a basic system of transparency to be able to identify what we're doing, where we're doing it, how well it's working, so that anybody anywhere at any point could go into the website, determine which projects are happening in which areas, want to know what's going on in your neighborhood, you could call up the whole set of individual initiatives and see what it is that's going on. And two quick stories on that. One is that I actually was giving a talk in Australia one time, and one of these things that never try this at home, I was in the middle of a live presentation, pulled up my iPhone and showed how this could actually work. And the Australians were amazed that anywhere in the world you could determine at any moment what was happening at any place in the U.S. And that's, in terms of transparency, an incredibly powerful thing. And then on the other hand, I was giving a presentation to a group of students, one of whom was a college freshman who had never encountered any of this stuff at all. I said, "Where do you live?" So we put in her zip code, and then she looked at it for 2 seconds and said, "I wonder if these programs are talking to each other." And the very fact that within seconds, somebody who had no experience at all in the field could ask exactly the right question really tells us the power of information and trying to drive the collaboration that deep down we all know that we need.
And finally, it's not mentioned specifically, but it seems like getting the Data Act implemented and fully across government would help this whole effort also.
Well, that's exactly right, because so much of this is a matter of trying to figure out how best to try to drive the collaboration that we need. And there's a question of how to try to translate this broad concept, this collaboration thing, into something that is real. The question is, what is the language of collaboration? What's the language of working across boundaries? And it really has to do with data and information and evidence. And getting the Data Act rolling is increasingly what it is. It's going to have to be required to be able to make that work.